We're joined now by head coach Melissa Hill of the Mercer Lady Cardinals softball program. They're coming off the HTC tournament on Saturday. They finished in fourth place, had some ups and downs in that tournament. They will head to Newtown to take on the co-op Grundy R5 and Newtown Harris. That will be Thursday night. And I think Mercer was actually one of the teams that was fortunate enough to not see a North Harrison team that was a machine on Saturday. But that stroke of good luck here, Coach Hill, that you got about eight more days until you see the Shamrocks.
Correct. We've got a little bit of time to where we need to work out some kinks.
They are, and I talked about it as I told you off the air with Coach Carver over at Grundy this morning. They're just such a good team that literally, as a coach, you go in there and say, play to your best of your abilities, try not to make mistakes, and see what you can do, because they're just really, really good.
They are. They're a solid program. And, I mean, just, you know, how I kind of mentioned earlier, it's just you have a solid group of girls who, you know, they just have a love for the game. They've been playing since they were young, and they are year-round players. So you look out into the field during the summer, and there they are, and you look in the gym during the winter, and there they are. So they're just a strong group of girls who are – helping some coaches build a solid program.
You got five schools that are playing softball in the conference that are not named North Harrison, and whenever one of the five plays one another, they've been really competitive matchup. And the team you've had the most trouble with here over the last three or four days is Tri-County.
Oh, you know, it's just been, I could walk away from Saturday and definitely say some yays and some nays, and after seeing them in our non-conference game last week and taking a huge hit. You know, the 5-6 loss, it was definitely a loss and definitely one that we didn't want to take, but we were able to walk away and at least see some growth and see some improvements. And defensively, offensively, we've got a handful of players who just have to get more aggressive at the bat and look to hit instead of look to walk.
Yeah, so you gave up 22 runs on Thursday, and then some of that is, you know, Tri-County's hitting the ball. Some of it, I'm sure, of that is. But usually when you have a team that just comes out like that, they score gangbusters and they don't necessarily score like that. So much of it is defense. Was that one of the major issues that you saw?
You know, I would actually say both teams played defensively very, very solid, because when I went back and checked out the stats, I mean, we, in a 5-6 loss, I mean, I was looking at Tri-County, and out of 21 at-bats, I mean, they put the bat to the ball 15 times. So 15 times out of 21, I mean, they were making contact, and they were putting it in play. So defensively, I think both teams did a really, really nice job. When I went back and I was double-checking some errors, you know, we had, and not going to lie, you know, we had five runs given up off of two errors in the outfield. So two errors created a nice handful of runs that should not have been on the board.
You will end up playing somebody too, and I've had this discussion now, and I'm going to catch up with Coach Willett tomorrow, because we were not able to make contact with him last week. But the discussion before last week with Tri-County is, and I could hear it in his voice, when somebody says we're better, and you know that he's not trying to pull a fast one on you, and you guys definitely saw that from playing Tri-County, that they are much, much improved this year.
They are such an improved team. And you can just watch them in the stands, and you can watch them in the dugout, and just see, you know, and listen to them and hear their mental game. So they are just, whether, I was having this discussion with one of, with my assistant coach, and we even told the girls, you know, when someone shows up to a game to watch Tri-County, if the scoreboard's not running and it's not working and they're down by 15, can you tell? Can you even see that? And both of us, and even the girls, said, no. I mean, there's never a moment, whether they're winning by 5 or they're losing by 15, you can't tell. So they have just, they're a team that's just really worked on their mental game, and they come out and they never, ever, ever falter at bat. So they get in there to hit. I mean, they get in there to play, and they just give it all they have from beginning to end.
How I know, like you said, you would have loved to win that game when you lost to Tri-County 6-5 on Saturday, but how important was it for the girls to have a close game where you're able to have some teachable moments in a close game?
It was nice. It was definitely nice to walk away and just have that conversation with the girls and say, you know, look at Thursday night and now look at tonight. Like, let's take something away from this. Like, what do you notice defensively and what do you notice offensively that you're doing and that you're working on and that you're improving? What do we need to change? What do we need to alter? And just have some of those teachable moments where they can see growth and they can see improvement and walk away to just continue to grow.
Was it nice then, after such a close loss, where you don't want the girls to kind of sit there and think about all the things that they could have done and maybe had a close win? Was it nice to come back, especially against Gilman City, and get a win?
It was nice. I mean, we did not have a whole lot of time to work with the girls in terms of prep and prepare. I mean, it was a back-to-back-to-back day. We were heading into Gilman City, and I told them, I said, listen, you know, that was, a 5-6 loss. It was a tough loss. I mean, it was a loss that you definitely didn't want to take, but we can't go back. Like, that game's over, and now we've got to move forward, and we've got to play our game, and we need to take away from that game and continue to grow. So keep doing what you're doing, and offensively, we just need to see more girls putting the bat to the ball. So they were struggling as a team, just sitting back and waiting on those, and the pitching was fine. I mean, they did a fine job, did a great job, but definitely in terms of speed, we have a handful of girls that just can't sit back and wait on a ball.
So Grundy got you then in the third place game at 11-4, and this happens a lot where you play somebody in a tournament game and then you see them next game out in the regular season. So you can go to the girls and say, here's what I liked, here's what I didn't like from that Grundy game, because you can work on those things directly because they're next up on the opponent.
Yes, now we know exactly what we need to work on, what we need to focus on. We can head into practice today with some definitely some specific goals in mind. So not just, we'll continue to drill and repeat the fundamentals and go through the things that we definitely want to go through on a daily basis. But now we have some specifics that we can go into and say, these are key things and key things that you need to work on, and you need to work on, and now as a team, these are things that we need to work on.
And here's what I've seen from Grundy, too, in the successful games that they've had. They generally get girls on, and then they do a lot of stealing, so they have some pretty decent speed.
They are a base-running team. They really are. So they have a handful of girls who are fearless, and no matter where the ball is at and what's going on, I mean, they're going to force you to put the ball in play, and so they're going to hope that defensively we're making errors, because offensively, I mean, they're just they're running the bases.
And for those that are going to the game, this is Thursday night. It's going to be a Mercer at Grundy, but don't go all the way down to Galt's. You'll be out of your way there. The game's going to be played at Newtown, you said?
Correct.
Very good. Coach, we appreciate the time on this Monday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right. Thank you.